This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've all been in them. We've dreaded them, to be honest. The worst part of office life, if you ask me, the meeting. But you know what? That's okay, because it turns out maybe a lot of those meetings are useless. Time is money, right, people? Nancy Kane teaches at the Harvard Business School. She joins us from time to time. Nancy, good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure, Kai.
You are preaching to the choir here, sister, about this meeting thing, man. I have never met a meeting I don't hate.
Yeah, bad meetings. They're like endemic. Every time you mention a meeting to someone and the cost of bad meetings, people's eyes light up.
Well, lay it out for me. The numbers of how many and how much wasted time and money and all this.
All right. So our best estimates, and these are pretty educated, mm-hmm. are there are 11 million formal meetings every day in the United States.
Man.
That tallies up to about 4 billion a year. Over half of the people surveyed say that about half the meetings they attend are unproductive. So maybe a little more than 2 billion meetings a year that most people regard as, you know, a very poor use of their time, that yeah. seems like a real waste.
Why do we keep doing it then?
Well, that's a great question. I think part of it is, you know, routine, habit.
Yeah, yep.
I think in a strange way, email has actually unleashed our inner, you know, meeting demons.
Really?
Because it's so easy to, you know, hit list serve
oh, yeah.
and ask 15 people to a gathering whether there's really a good reason for the gathering, whether you need all 15 people, whether you could accomplish that goal some other way. We just hit send and off it goes.
So give me some solutions. I had a boss in the Navy once who only had 15-minute meetings and he only had them standing up.
So that's really interesting. I'll bet yeah. you folks got a lot done.
Bang, 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 baby.
Yeah. You know, Samuel Johnson, the great 18th century yeah. essayist once said that nothing so focuses a man's thoughts like the prospect of hanging. And I think that meetings
okay,
are very much –
Okay, that's a little drastic, but anyway.
Okay, but meetings are a little bit like that. If they begin on time, if
yep.
they end on time, if people know you only have a short amount of time to get a stated goal completed, the odds are much higher that – people will actually do that, that conversation will be productive, that the right people will chip in. So I think part of it is too many meetings that run habitually late, that start late, that now with our, you know, addictions to our smartphones
yeah.
also now have this little siren song next to us all the time saying, if this is boring, I think I'll just check out.
Were you looking over my shoulder at our editorial meeting this morning?
Exactly.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Thanks, Nancy.
My pleasure.